Oh, there is our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. Each week we tell stories about what's going on in the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. The Stevens Institute reports that temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodek Island were at or below 32 degrees, with ice on top of much of the river. The Environmental Protection Agency's website shows many local officials commented on whether General Electric was finished cleaning PCBs from the Hudson River, but few of those comments came from officials in Greene and Columbia counties. Letters from the chair of the Columbia County Environmental Management Council, the entire Stuyvesant Town Board, and Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett are included, but that's about it. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand sent letters, but Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, did not. Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro and Ulster County Executive Michael Hines sent letters, but no officials from Greene County are included in the EPA's accounting of the comments received. GE dumped polychlorinated biphenyls into the Hudson River from 1947 to 1977 and then spent 6 years cleaning up some of the PCBs. The EPA said January 2nd that it won't decide if enough PCBs are cleaned out of the Hudson River until early 2018. There is a link to the comments on the Environmental Protection Agency's website on the WGXC newsroom page. Don Lemon reports in the Glens Falls Post-Star that there was a flood warning much of the week on the upper Hudson River, with ice melting and then jamming. There are more warmer temperatures in the forecast this week and more new snow on the ground, so the chances for flooding have increased. There's also rain in the weather forecast for the coming week. And finally, the City of Hudson Wastewater Treatment Facility reported 12 hours of a combined sewer overflow into the Hudson River January 12th, though they did not say how much CSO went into the river. Yeah, I know, that's always your favorite part of this. The combined sewer overflows into the Hudson River. I know you like that, Henry. This has been Hudson River Stories with our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. Tune in next week for more Tales of the Hudson River.